Thank you. Right. I want to concentrate on what that doctor was saying. The first time he came on, and he said, the long-term effects of chronic use are increasing, perhaps to an extent that we weren't even aware of it before. Where now we are dealing with patients who have got significant, serious, at times life-threatening mental illness, probably as a direct result of their cannabis use. Number one, probably. What does that mean?
Carlsberg.
Good point. But I just, to me, significant, serious, at times life-threatening. What does a life-threatening mental illness, what is that? So this doctor, this Ian Campbell, he's like a religious nutter to me. You know, he's out there saying, well, we're all going to be going mental, crowds in the streets, which he does actually say later, which I'll come to. I want to know more about how he can say probably about the cause of this illness. My talk, by the way, I'm actually attacking GPs here. I don't think there's many GPs around. I really was hoping there might be some of the medical community here who could possibly take on board what I'm saying. But my problem is not so much with the law. My problem is with the medical community. It's the hassles I've had of getting Sativex in all this time. And I think we need to start telling GPs, we have to tell them what we need. Don't have them telling us what they need. Because this man is a typical GP. Of all the GPs I've come across in this cannabis business, every single one of them has been anti. I get certificates now because I went on to a consultant, but I'll continue this one. And so he's going about life-threatening mental illness. I've never heard of any life-threatening mental illnesses. What does that mean? It's scaremongering tactics. And how does this compare with things like, they call it cannabis psychosis. Is there such a thing as alcohol psychosis? If I see people on a Friday night who are drunk out of their skulls and the police turn up to try and arrest them and then these guys take a swing at the police. Now that's pretty psychotic to me. Why did they never think about alcohol psychosis but they concentrate on cannabis psychosis? What are the reasons they're attacking cannabis for all the time? And why is that man, Ian Campbell, so scared? Which I'll come back to. What about the domestic violence of alcohol? Why do they not worry about that sort of thing as some form of psychosis? So this psychosis is all, it's all just bullshit, as far as I'm concerned. Now this GP seems to have an almost religious hatred for cannabis. His latest statements on the second part there, he says, with increasing use of the drug and the increasing potency of the drug used, I'm certain that we are at the beginning of a great mass of people who are going to suffer significant medical illness and other health problems as a result of what once upon a time was the occasional use of cannabis. Again, here's his reference to a great mass of mentally unstable people on our streets. I think we'd see this generally on a Friday night. He's talking about what we have already for a start, but he's trying to blame this future on cannabis. Now, something I found out while I was preparing all this, this is the latest New Scientist. I get this every week. And there's a comment analysis falling on deaf ears. And there's a line here. Every day I read emails sent to April, a charity, about after the death of my daughter Karen. Many people write of their suspicions at the abrupt onset of what had been labelled a psychotic illness of a family member or friend was in fact caused by a reaction to prescribed medicines or anaesthetics. In some cases, like Karen's, the results can be fatal. We're talking about antidepressants, acne drugs, malarial drugs. All these have been implicated in psychotic episodes, every single one of them. I actually think that that's what this doctor we saw there, that's what he's worried about. He's covering his arse. Because I think there is going to be a mass of problems in the future of mental illness. We're having it now. Why are so many of our kids now on Ritalin with ADHD and all this lot? It's because they've been poisoning us for all this time. But they've got to cover their asses. They've got to blame something. And this is the easiest thing which they can continue to blame. And while we don't question them, they can continue to get away with it. It is something we'll be done about because articles like this, doctors themselves are being questioned about the medical use of their drugs and additives, etc., etc. But I believe that is what that guy is scared of in all this time. So a great mass of people with significant mental illness, like on Friday nights in our towns and city, I personally consider this doctor to be a bigoted ignoramus, and I fully intend to challenge him on this broadcast. What is his numbers? Where do they get these numbers for cannabis psychosis? We have got to start challenging our doctors. I really was hoping to be some professional people here, because my consultant who gives me Sativex is very, very pro-Sativex. I'm not saying he's pro-cannabis, he's pro-Sativex. He's quite happy for me to take Sativex and for other patients. He's got quite a few patients on his books now. There are some people in the industry who know the truth about cannabis, but it's the frontline troops, it's the GPs. They're the ones that are confronting us all the time. They're the ones who are basically saying no to all the people who need cannabis and Sativex. So we need to start questioning them all the time. My GP has known for years that I grow my own cannabis, and I've been self-medicating with cannabis for 15 years now. He also knows that I don't drink alcohol or use any other drugs or pharmaceuticals, not even aspirin. I don't get headaches. This may have been a source of irritation for him because I never went to him for any of his drugs. He also knows that I have never had any health problems of any description, except those directly relating to being in the wheelchair. When I first asked him for Sativex, he initially sent me to the pain clinic in King's Mill, Mansfield, where I explained to the consultant that I need Sativex for spasm control. At the time, Sativex was only being trialled for pain control, and it was recognised for use with MS, but not for spasm control in spinal injury. So unless I was in pain, which I wasn't, then he couldn't help me. After this refusal, I went back to my GP, trying to get him to agree to supply Sativex, and I show him Home Office documents that say it is no problem for him to prescribe Sativex to me, but nothing I say will persuade him. He will not have anything to do with it. So I decide to try a different tactic with my GP. I ask him for advice instead. I tell him I intend using herbal cannabis for spasm control, and apart from the dangers of smoking it, what advice and warnings could you as my GP give me? Which is, it's a sensible thing to do. Go and ask your doctor if you're going to be doing something, ask him for advice. And he says, I can't give you any advice. I know nothing about cannabis. And I asked him, why not? He says, because it's illegal. And that stopped me at the time. That actually quite upset me, because what he was saying to me basically was, what I thought he was saying to me basically was, it's illegal and you're a criminal for using that stuff, therefore I'm not going to help you. This really is what upset me most about our medical profession. He is there, supposed to be helping me, but he's been nothing but an obstacle to me. Anyway, after this, I decided I'll leave that GP and go and see another one. So I went to see another GP who starts getting me on a Sativex. But a few weeks later, I went back to see my first GP who accepted me. I needed to resolve a problem I had with him. And I told him I was having a problem with depression, and I would like to see a counsellor. Could he arrange this for me? And he wanted to know what it was about before arranging anything. And I told him, I says, the root of my problem is you, my GP. You are why I'm depressed. I said, so would you arrange for me to see a counsellor, because I want to complain about you? And he says, I don't think you need to see a counsellor, let's talk about it, which is what I was after in the first place. Now, due to me pushing him like that, I didn't stay with him, I just did that on purpose, just to show him how upset I was with him. I went back to this other GP I'd gone to, and I now get Sativex. But my GP, I asked him, I says, does he have any problem with heroin users on his books? And he says, yes, he does, and he provides them with methadone, things like this, yeah? And he considers them to be ill. And I asked him, I said, so do you have people with alcohol problems on your books? And he goes, yes, and they're also ill, obviously. And this is over a few times of speaking these sort of things. And he says, why do you consider these people as ill patients who need care and treatment? And you're willing to give them drugs to help them. But myself, with a genuine medical problem, is considered to be a criminal. But this is my GP. This is why I'm giving this talk about GPs. This is what happened to me personally, directly. So then, after this broadcast, I was going to talk about the media and everything, but it was this GP, this Ian Campbell on here, the way he was coming across, all this evangelical, we're going to have hordes of idiots running around everywhere, psychosis all over the place. They're totally, totally wrong. We need to challenge the doctors and the GPs as soon as possible. I also asked him how many of his patients came to him with problems with cannabis, and this was the biggest shock. He tells me there's never been a single one, not one single patient has ever gone to him with problems with cannabis. Which gets me asking that question again, how come this Dr. Ian Campbell is seeing so many cannabis psychotic patients in Nottingham when me, just up the road in North Nottingham, and my GP has admitted to me he has not seen one single patient with a cannabis problem. Not one. So this is why we need to question these people. What is he talking about? Now, why is it important? This man was on television. You've just seen this video broadcast, but he was on television criticising me, basically. I was saying there's no such thing as cannabis psychosis. Then he comes on and says, we're going to have hordes of evil nutters on cannabis psychosis all over the country. People will believe him. They won't believe me. Yeah? People will believe that there is such a thing as cannabis psychosis. When you go and ask your own GP. You go and ask your GP, how many of your patients have got cannabis problems? And he'll say, none. Guarantee, exactly as my GP, who still refused to help me get Sativex. He still refused to help me, but he admitted there was none. I had to go to the GP to get my Sativex. And so I left that GP, I had enough of his bigotry, and signed with another, who arranged for me to see the same consultant as I saw the first time in King's Mill, the pain clinic. But by now, 18 months later. By this time, cannabis had been recognised for use by MS patients as spasm control, and that's precisely what I needed for. So now the consultant agreed to try me on Sativex. We can both report that after 6 months now on Sativex, the consultant is more than happy with the results that I get. I'm more than happy with the dosage I have. And now this is just a normal for me to do a repeat prescription. I just telephone his secretary, can I have a repeat prescription, please? He doesn't even tell me how much I take on the bottle. He says, as you need it, basically. I can totally self-medicate as much as I like. And this doctor is perfectly happy with all that. Absolutely perfectly happy. They also know that I'm still growing my own weed. I intend carrying doing that. You see my great operation there. Which is the other message I wanted to give you. The history of the LCA I'm not too aware of, but there's been something along the lines of, we're activists, so we can't grow cannabis. We're playing in politics, so we can't get involved in that sort of thing. Well, no, you've got to start growing your own. I'm growing my own. Even though I get Sativex, I'm growing my own. Then I apologise for that. Because this is the message we must all get out. Grow your own. The reason why there is problems with the street weed and everything is because those big commercial growers, I'm not in their favour, I'm not worried about them. But if they were licensed and controlled and taxed, they wouldn't be sending out crap for a start. If it was licensed and controlled and taxed, we'd get quality control. But basically, until that happens, grow your own. It's easy. Go to uk420.com and they'll tell you how. Anyway, I've actually said the last part here, I've already said it during the speech. I've had enough of this hypocrisy of the medical profession. I can only name one medical person that I know of that is not anti-cannabis, and that's my consultant. I've lost nearly all the trust I had in the medical profession, especially the GPs. I don't know what their training consists of, what they're supposed to know, but in my experience, they know nothing about spinal injury. I had to tell my GP everything about my problems. And they are nothing more than just paid pill pushers for the pharmaceutical companies. That's how I see GPs now. Yeah. As simple as that.